afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Natalie Chase Thompson, and I am excited about this podcast today. So welcome you to Let's Talk Up Close and Personal. Well, today we're going to shift, do another thing different. New day. It's a new day. Hello, it's a new season. It's a new day. It's a new beginning. I was a guest on Marketplace Matters with Coach Sabrina last week, and she is going to be our guest next Friday. But today I want to share the interview that she had with me on her podcast, on her Facebook Live. And also, make sure if you're part of Facebook, go to Marketplace Ministry and get on group, get into the group. I promise you, it's going to be nothing but a blessing to you. Let's stop right there. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Lock in, get loaded. Here we go.
Everybody, greetings and salutations. Let me tell y'all something. It is another Monday, and I am your host with the most. Y'all already know your sister, your friend, your girlfriend, your niece. Listen, maybe your granddaughter. It is me. It is none other than Sabrina B. You guys, welcome into Marketplace Matters. Let me tell you something. I don't think I have ever been more excited about a show than I am on tonight. Y'all already know. It don't really take much for me anyway, but when there is a kingdom connection, OMG. Listen, do not forget, make sure that you spread the love, drop M-O-T-H down in the comments. Let me know that you so decided to share this love, honey. Go ahead and share, because we are going to talk about it tonight. Listen, we might even get in some of our feelings. Do you understand what I'm saying? But it's getting ready to get all the way real. And y'all know what? I am here for it. Okay? So go ahead. Make sure that you tell your good girlfriends. Make sure you tell your homeboys. Y'all better come on over, because she's talking to somebody that know what they're talking about. If you would like to be a part of this show, don't forget to email me. Hit me up at mothmick@gmail.com. That is mothmick@gmail.com. Thank you. Thank you so much to everybody who went ahead and spread the love for me. Listen, let me jump over onto my other device to make sure that I can shout you guys out. Y'all already know that I do not mind saying, hey, girl, hey, what's up? How you doing? Thank you so, so much. Miss Violet, thank you for spreading the love for me, darling. Listen, I'm not going to take up too much time because I am super stoked. I promise y'all. This young lady, I don't know her from Adam Housecat. I do believe that's what they say. But when the Lord does a thing, he does a whole thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? I am going to introduce to you all and present to myself. I am going to give you Dr. Natalie Chase Thompson. You guys put your hands together in the comments for me. Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, 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 doctor. Come on, doc. Yes. Come on and tell the people a little bit about yourself. Because first of all, let me put this disclaimer out here. I didn't even know who she was until she said who she was. And I say, it's a small world after all. So the floor is over to you, darling.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much, Coach Sabrina, for allowing me to be your guest this evening. My name is Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson, and I am here in Jacksonville, Florida, just to give you a brief two-minute spot. I am the Senior Apostolic Leader for Arise Global Alliance. The church is Life's Redesign Ministry, the church. We have several nonprofits. My baby is Operation Faith. We target homeless veterans, displaced veterans, ex-offenders, sex trafficking, aging out of foster care, providing homes, housing, coaching, life skill training, so many different things. And then, of course, I'm coach, speaker, trainer, mother, eight-time grandmother, hallelujah, Jesus. From age 22 to 4, and it's a job, y'all. But most of all, I'm still a daughter, although my mom and my dad, I was headed to South Florida for an engagement, and as I passed in Augustine, I waved towards where San Bernardino Cemetery. I said, hey, mama, hey, daddy, hey, Leo, how y'all doing? I'll see you when I get back. You know, but life is good. Life is good, and like she said, it's a small world. It's a real small world. Yes.
Listen, for you guys who are just tuning in, if you are not familiar with the St. Augustine area, and I tagged some of the folks that are right here in the St. Augustine area because I wanted them to know that I just so happened to stumble upon Mr. Leo C. Chase's senior's daughter. I just happened to stumble upon her, had no idea of her solid connection and foundation to the city of St. Augustine. I was absolutely floored when she told me who her mother and her father were. I said, first of all, I said, is Arnett your daddy? She said, no, that's my brother, Leo. But you know, when I came to St. Augustine, that's the only person I knew, you know, so that's just all I knew. But I am super excited. You guys, don't forget, go ahead and spread the love for me. Tell them to come on over because we're getting ready to have a real good conversation. It might be a little bit raw than what y'all can understand, but because I think it's relevant for the time since y'all talking about Kurt so hard nowadays.
Come on.
It's relevant. It's relevant. Even though I don't know what Kirk said, I don't know what the son said, it ain't really my concern because, listen, all of y'all done did it at one time or two, myself included. So I'm not, I don't sit in the seat of judgment. I don't do that, okay? But Doc, can I say that? I posed the question in the group. Doc, what sparked? Let the people know kind of what the question said. And then what sparked you for conversation?
The question was, I'm paraphrasing it. If you were to have a child or what have you while in the church, should you apologize to the church? When I first read it, I said, what the hell, fit? What? And the thing that really got me was I rarely comment on people's posts if I don't know them in some way, form, or fashion. But I ended up commenting. I ended up going live because I said that thing pissed me off. It pissed the mother in me, the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the little girl. I'm like, really? Okay, so that's all you asked me, but I'm like, apologize to the church for what?
Go ahead. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Okay, I'm getting real comfortable here. Apologize to the church for what? First of all, none of us have a heaven or hell to put anybody in. I know way back in the day, it was known to bring you to the very front of the church. They had already decided they were going to put you out anyway. Bring you to the front of the church, put all your business out there, and then put you out the church. We in 2021. I'm sorry. Now,
Now, if you are the senior pastor, or you hold some type of senior role in the ministry, case by case scenario, you may need to, apologize. When I say apologize, we all make mistakes. None of us are perfect because we're still housed in this flesh. But when we apologize, don't you dare think you're going to push back at me and make me feel guilty. Because first of all, like I said on the comment, my first apology was to God. And you heard me say was, right? So hello, it happened to me too. And my first apology was to God first. But when I went back to one of my old churches where I grew up in, and when the mother was sitting up in there, and they turned around and started talking, and before I knew it, and I was sitting up in the church. Now, remind me, I said this a long time ago. I cussed that woman out sitting right there in that church. Because I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. Even to this day, how many sitting up in the church now that was pregnant and wasn't married? Spiritual amnesia. But now you want to be so holy and so righteous. Excuse me? You have to restore one another with love. If you can't do that, shut up. And just be quiet. I mean, and I'm over it. But it's just the fact that it made my blood curl just a little bit. And it still does because I know it still happens. That's why a lot of people don't want anything to do with Christendom, with the Christian church at all. They'll go to Muslim, Jehovah's Witness, anybody else that will accept them for who they are, even in their wrong, before they'll come to the one that we say, Jesus the Christ, and we're supposed to be like him. I'm sorry. You need to go look in the mirror again. So I'm going to be quiet. Okay. Go ahead.
The reason that is so important in the marketplace, and some of y'all probably like, whoa, this is not what we usually talk about in the marketplace, but we got to get all the way 100, because mm-hmm. this is the day and time that we are living in, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Where tradition took over kingdom, yes. right? Yes. But we're living in a different time, Doc. Can I say that? Right?
Yes.
Where my son, who is 21, 22 years old, he ain't gonna take the same thing that his mama used to take, right?
No.
He's not going to allow tradition to keep him from kingdom.
Mm-mm.
And then his Mm-mm. kingdom might not come in the form of a three-piece suit. Can we just talk Bam. About it?
That yes. Now, yes, it might, yes.
You said something. You said spiritual amnesia. Can we talk about that?
Yes. I'm going to say hypothetic. No, I don't have, whatever. Okay. I used to snort plenty of cocaine. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was a sex addict, unbeknown to me. So I didn't know about all of this. I was always taught, even while in the church, that adultery was wrong. And the way they painted the picture of fornication was if you have multiple sex partners. Well, I had multiple sex partners. I just had one at the time. You know, whatever that time was, it was just one. You know, so I didn't know I was actually going against the grain, because that was what I was being taught. But I realized I was being taught because they wanted your money. So they weren't gonna ruffle your feathers. So spiritual amnesia comes in when they turn the other cheek or give a deaf ear, give a blind eye to what they did, but they all in your business.
And we will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Just want to make time to give a shout out to our sponsors. Well, we're back. Let's jump right back into it. Glad you stayed.
They want to broadcast your stuff, but they want to keep theirs hidden because they conveniently forget. But if God ever saw fit to, when they start spewing out at you, to put a big screen up behind them, and while they talking to you and coming at you, you seeing theirs at the same time, I guarantee some of them will be quiet real quick.
Doc, can we talk a minute? Because I want to hang right there. Because y'all, this is getting real. I know some of y'all like, oh, I don't want to hear about this. Well, this might be the wrong show for you. But every now and again, it's always good to keep it 100. We talked mm-hmm. about forgetting those things which are behind, right?
Yes. Yes.
Resting, you know, forward. We're going yes. forward. But if I got to come back to this. And you all listen, I am going to be on Dr. Nathalie's podcast, and we're going to really yes. talk about it. But I'm not going to talk about it right now. I'm going to let her talk about it, and then y'all going to have to join the podcast to hear what I got to say about it. Now, I'm just a young girl. You know, I love God, but I made a mistake. You know, we're giving an example today. We're not in senior leadership, and we know that mm-hmm. our conscience, when we truly love God, begins to convict us. Mm-hmm. But in 2021, is it necessary yes. for me yes. to apologize to the church?
No. I still say no. If you're a lay member, that's like gutting a fish before you catch it. Some people, that's like I said, they just have spiritual amnesia because you constantly want to, quote unquote, bring the unchurched in and show the love of Jesus, but you pick and choose what you want to show love and forgiveness on, where you forgive across the board. You forgive. When the Bible says, you know, forgetting those things which are behind you, this is true. Forget the pain. Forget the hurt. But you can't forget it until you're healed and delivered from it. But once you've been healed and delivered from it, then you are in the position, and even in the process of your healing and your deliverance, you may have to talk about it. Because you need to let other people know, even today in 2021, baby, you're not by yourself. Because a lot of people, like I said, won't even come into the church because they feel like they're going to be cast to hell anyway. Because I don't look the way, I don't dress the way, why I'm going to even bother. But like you said, you were young. I was young when I was doing all of that. I wasn't trying. If anybody would have told me I'd be an apostle today, hey, yeah, right. Tell me how that worked out for you. Because that wasn't going to happen. That wasn't going to happen. But we have to. When I say we have to, if you think back, if you have any part, if you've been in church for any length of time, you've been saved for any length of time, you can think back on the day when the churches were for the whole family, had something for everybody. Now they skip a whole generation, and then they wonder why that generation go willy-nilly and be like umfufu out there, because they forgot about them. So you have to be able to relate to them. It's different bait for different fish. So we still need to be relatable, not to compromise, but we got to be relatable. And sometimes our relating to them is having to let them know, been there, done that. Okay, Ann, you got something else? That's all you got? Well, let me share you with some. You know, and they're like, oh, dang, real? Yeah. I mean, because this is what happens to me on a regular basis. You don't act like other pastors. I said, how am I supposed to act? You an apostle? But I thought you were supposed to do this, and I thought you were supposed to do that. I said, who told you that? I said, last time I looked, Jesus, he didn't come for the perfect people. He came for those that were sick, that were in need of healing. So, hey, that man that y'all see sitting behind me, all he had to do was look at me. He didn't have to say nothing. He just had to look at me, and I think that's how God does with a lot of us. it's as though we feel him looking at us, and because we've been taught that if you do this, if you do that, if you do this, God is not pleased with you. God don't love you. God, you can't be saved. You ain't saved. You ain't this and you ain't that. Yeah, Ebonify. You ain't this and you ain't that. No, that's not true. So pull your hat off. Let your hair down. Take all your bling off and talk to these people. And they're not always young. It's some older people that's sitting up in the church going through the motion, and they're just as miserable as they want to be because they're still holding on to stuff, holding on to guilt, holding on to shame. Because people, not Bible, not the word, but people in their tradition, which is treason against God anyway, in their man-made doctrine and their man-made tradition, have made it virtually impossible in some cases, in some areas, to even want to be saved, to even want to have a relationship with God, because you question everything. You better jump in, because I keep talking.
But no, I had to listen because that was so profound. You said that we miss a generation because of tradition. We miss a generation. Now, please, Marketplace, don't get us wrong. She said we are not compromising holiness. Now listen, no. If I had to stop sinning, you have to stop sinning. Now that's just how it's gonna work, okay?
Yes.
But what I can do for you is I can show you how you can get over that thing that seems to keep pulling you back in, because
yes,
I might have been suffering from that same addiction, right?
Absolutely.
Regardless of what it was. But in the marketplace, you have to be relatable. You have to be able to talk the language, right?
Yes.
Go up to the man or woman on the street and with my degree and telling them all these eloquent words and using all these big syllables and such, they're not going to understand that. They're going to say, what can you tell me about Jesus? I can't, you know, expound so much on the word. Jesus made it so plain that he said even the babes and the fools would understand, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
sometimes we have to step down off of our horses just a little bit. And say, okay, you know what? It was like that. But what I can tell you is how to get over that. Dr. Natalie, where can they find you?
Well, on my personal Facebook page is Natalie Chase Thompson. But you can always come to Let's Talk Up Close, which is for Let's Talk Up Close and Personal. Or even Life Tree Design. Man, it's just so many of them. But the main one, Natalie Chase Thompson, you can find me on Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, you can go to drnchasett.com and you'll find me there on the internet. Just reach out. We love to have real talk. We love to engage, because your walk with Christ, your walk period, should be a walk of freedom and peace. If you're miserable, something is not in line. If you know, so we could just talk. I'm not trying to pull anybody's members and all of that. No, it's just we just want people to be free. We want people to be free and live a holy life. Holiness is a lifestyle.
Ooh.
But it's not imprisonment and bondage.
Ooh. Wait a minute. You said holiness is a lifestyle. Don't mean that I'm in bondage or imprisonment. I'm just sold out to God.
That's it.
So I can still live a normal life and live holy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Without compromising.
And have fun. Absolutely.
And have Absolutely. You mean to tell me I can be saved and have fun
Girl, I love me some jazz. I love spoken word. Mm-hmm. I like to bowl. Mm-hmm. I like to laugh. I like to enjoy life. It's enjoy mm-hmm. life. Enjoy life. How can you say you're living an abundant life if you're in bondage, if you're in a box, if you're caged in a box that you can't go this way, you can't go that way, you can't do this, you can't. It's holiness is a lifestyle. Be holy, for I the Lord am holy. But the last time I looked, Jesus hung out with sinners and publicans. He didn't hang out with self-righteous people. And how can I say that? Because I used to be one of those self-righteous people. I thought that I couldn't do this. I thought I couldn't do that. Oh, my God. I thought I couldn't go to a comedy club. I couldn't do any of that stuff. And then I realized, wait a minute. You're missing out on a lot of stuff. So I was walking around looking mad all the time because I was miserable. So we have fun now. Have fun.
So you stop being tight.
Hello. Yes. Yes. That part. Yes.
Listen.
Oh my
listen.
God.
You guys listen. Listen, I met this lady, and I often say this, that a lot of people feel like social media is just full of drama and this, that, and the other. But I have made some absolutely amazing kingdom connections through social media. And you guys already know, I am on this platform right now, but I am coming to a local television station near you. Don't get it twisted. Marketplace Matters is coming to your TV. I got to start somewhere. I have to remain consistent. Mm-hmm. And then I have to keep being faithful to it. Right? Okay. Because there is something in the marketplace for everybody. I mean, there is something for everyone. You guys, don't forget, if you want to be a part of the show, email me at mothmick@gmail.com. Listen, I want you guys to answer the question. I want to know what you think. Did she need to apologize to the church? I want to know what you think. I need a yes or no answer in a judgment-free zone. I need to know what you think. We got to talk about it on tonight. Mm-hmm. Doctor, if you could leave the people with any thought on tonight, any encouragement, motivation, what would it be?
Something that my mentor used to tell me all the time. She would never pronounce my name right. She said, Natalie, to thine own self be true. Be true to yourself. Be honest with yourself first. We always say we love ourselves, but learn to like yourself and enjoy yourself. Know that you're valuable. Know that you're uniquely made. And you are the best you that you can be. Don't allow anybody to get your power. You maintain your power, your integrity, your humility, and grace, and forward move.
Wow. Maintain who you are.
That's it.
No compromising who you are. Allow your yes to be yes and your no to be no.
Absolutely.
That is just the time that we are living in on today.
Yes.
You guys, listen, make sure that you follow this great woman. Make sure that you're following her. Make sure that you tune in. Doctor, tell them when we're going to be on the podcast talking.
It will be, let me look at my calendar. Because I know we're going to meet up, but it's going to be the last Friday. Okay, well, my God in heaven. Okay, we're gonna do it this way. We're gonna lock down a date, but I'm gonna tell you right now. My calendar is like crazy this month. It is the 26th. Yes, it is the 26th. I'm thinking another week. Okay, yeah, we're at another week. The 26th from 12. Let's put it this way. We're going to start at 12 p.m. Eastern time on the 26th. And we're just going to let it go. I normally try just from 12 to 1, but we're going to start at 12 o'clock.
Yes. Listen, you guys, you don't want to miss it.
And you can actually catch it on Spotify. Yes. You don't. You really don't. You really don't.
Spotify.
Anchor FM. Google Podcast. But if you go to Anchor FM, Dr. N. Chase T., you can actually see all the other areas that you can actually grab it from as well.
Perfect. Perfect. This is going to be absolutely amazing. I am so excited. You guys, I appreciate you. I thank you for being a part of the show tonight, Dr. Nathalie. I promise you, I do not take your time for granted at all, because that is your most precious commodity, something that you will never get back. And I am so grateful that you decided to invest that in me.
Hey, I know that you enjoyed that. Hey, I know that you enjoyed that. You enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed being Coach Sabrina's guest. But you're going to even enjoy it even the more when you come back on next Friday, the 26th, at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Let's Talk Up Close and Personal, when we're going to go even deeper into the heart of the matter. We're going to dive in and we're going to dissect that statement that she posted. We're going to dive and dissect this thing from a church perspective, from a natural perspective, from every possible viewpoint that you could ever imagine. And not just this, we're going to talk about some other things as well. So make sure you're here with us when, on the 26th of March, 12 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Let's Talk Up Close and Personal with me, Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson. I look forward to being with you. And always, we love you and God bless you. Up Close and Personal with Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson and guests. Fridays from 12 to 12:30 p.m. Topics of discussion addressing actual issues, honestly, raw and uncut. We do not discriminate based upon your nationality, religion, education, social status, or sexual preference, because life happens. So let's talk Up Close and Personal with Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson, Fridays 12 to 12:30 p.m.